Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
How bad is the water quality in your area? Henry McKean was in Cork earlier this week. He was talking to locals and business owners about water quality issues. Here he is chatting to Dara from Cork Beg Coffee in Whitegate.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Even for cooking and stuff like that, you have to be very conscious. I have two small daughters, and of course, if I'm making something for them, I have to be really aware of what water is being used at any given time for them, especially even brushing their teeth.
Do you think the council, do you think Irish Water will be able to get it together anytime soon?
I hope so, but unfortunately, I don't think that's coming anytime soon.
Michael Moynihan, Irish Examiner columnist, is with me here in studio in Cork today. Michael, you're living in Cork. You've been talking to locals about this over the past while. Just how bad are the issues in Cork?
Well, Andrea, I suppose you could separate into two separate strands. You know, there have been the odd issues such as a big oil spill up in North Cork, which killed about 10,000 fish. We had a spillage down in the marina, which blocked roads. But I mean, the big issue, as your contributor said there, is drinking water and how poor that service is. And there are places in Cork which people may not believe, but they have been under boiled water notices for years upon years upon years. And I remember actually being on News Talk a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the aftermath of Storm Éowyn.
That's right, yeah.
And the fact that, you know, a lot of places took a couple of weeks before they had their power restored, etc., etc. And the point was made, naturally enough, that you have a lot of resources, say, in Dublin or in the cities where there are a lot of people, there's a huge demand. So obviously you can't provide that level of service everywhere in the country. But you are talking about the places in the second biggest city in the country which cannot be provided with clean water. Yeah. And I mean, that's, you were approaching third world standards when you're talking about a boil water notice that goes on literally for years.
Which means, just to be clear, people, they can't drink the water, they can't brush their teeth with the water, they can't wash fruit, veg, can't take a shower, presumably, Michael.
Well, it's funny, as everybody knows, if your water goes off for a day or two, you suddenly realise just how important it is. I mean, in our own area in Ballinlough, we had a couple of issues with the water, not nearly on this level, not nearly on this scale, but you knew well coming home if people's water was turned off, because if you called into Tesco, those large containers of water were all gone.
Gone.
And that's, I mean, people don't realise, I think, how much water you can use in a day. I mean, leaving out a shower, but as you say, washing your food. If you have small children, as the man the Vox Pop said,
yeah,
you know, you need gallons upon gallons of clean water. Something as routine as brushing your teeth becomes a huge challenge and doesn't become much fun when there's four or five of you, you know, pitching off the same tooth mug. And the fourth or fifth person isn't too keen on dipping their toothbrush into
Definitely
it.
Definitely not. Well, someone who knows, I suppose, all too well about the complexities of this. Denise is with me on the line in Middleton today. You were one of those, Denise, I believe, who's living with boil notices for years.
Yeah, we're nearly 9 years on a boil wash, on and off.
Nine years?
In October 23. Yeah.
At any point, Denise, in that time, has the water quality improved?
No. Like, what would happen is every time it would rain, we put on one. We're on it more than we were ever off it for the last 9 years.
I mean, that just seems extraordinary.
Yeah, like 1 year we were put on it Christmas Day, and
the worst day of the year.
Like, we've all our veg sitting in the water from the night before. You're soaking your ham, you're boiling up your vegetables. So potentially, I'd say it was, like, you can't just have it on Christmas Day. It was probably like that Christmas Eve as well. And we were all soaking our vegetables and all that, getting prepared for Christmas. And got told on social media Christmas morning that we're on about boiled water notice.
And day to day, Denise, what does this mean for you? I mean, like, I'm just trying to get listeners to picture what it would be like to live with these boiled water notices. I mean, you're nearly a decade.
So my youngest daughter is nearly nine, so basically her whole life. So as when she was a baby, you couldn't rinse out a bottle of water or her baby bottle of milk. You had to make sure you used cool boiled water or bottled water. You had to be, you couldn't rinse a dummy under the tap. You can't rinse apple or fruit under the tap. She's never used the tap to brush her teeth. Tap water. There's bottles of water sitting on my sink. I think we're on it so long, it's nearly become our norm. And we're at the point, like, when it does get restored, would we trust it? Because we're so, I suppose, programmed at this stage to use bottled water.
But it's extraordinary to think, Denise, that your daughter, you know, at 9 years of age, has never known a time in 2025 in one of the most prosperous European countries in the world. Your daughter has never been able to go up to the tap in the kitchen and pour herself a glass of water from the sink.
No. And
it's
even
just
like if we have guests coming from around the country or whatever, you're like, the first thing you have to remind them is do not pour a glass of water. We had family staying here last year. Do not brush your teeth in the bathroom. Like, we don't have a bath in our house, so luckily there's no chance of them drinking that water by accident or swallowing a bit, but you still have it in the shower. Yeah, it's just, it's hard going at this stage.
It's unbelievable.
And it's going on way too long.
I think you're actually very, very, very calm about it, Denise, to be honest with you. John O'Sullivan is with us too, Denise. John's in Douglas. How long are you impacted, John?
Good afternoon, Andrea. About 2 years in recent times, but it goes back as far as about 2014 was my first exchange of emails with Irish Water.
And what kind of problems are you dealing with?
On a fairly regular basis, particularly since about July of 2023, we've had regular contamination and discoloration of water, you know.
But the discoloration means presumably means you can't drink it, John, does it? Or does it mean it's safe to drink?
Oh, no, I don't believe it's safe to drink. And then when you ring Irish Water, they go through a generic response mechanism. So you outline your fault, you give them the details. They don't have a facility to take actual images or videos when you log your fault with them. And within about 3 to 4 days, you'll get a generic text saying that the issue has been resolved. And if you have any further issues, to contact Ishgairn again.
And in that time, really, I know you mentioned in more recent times over the past 2 years, John, you're back living with the boiled water notices again, or you've the ongoing issues again over the past 2 years, but... But surely, if you've been told...
Sorry, Andrea. To be honest with you, we've been very lucky. We haven't been subject to boil water notices here. But it just happens with such frequency. I have a whole range of calls into Irish Water. I've pursued every avenue that I can as a consumer, but I've been absolutely blocked at every turn. And the situation is disimproving. I think before Irish Water took control, the Cork City Council Water Service Division were superb. I'm a resident here since 1991, and I suppose since 1991 up until Ishgairn's time, we may have had 3 or 4 maximum disruptions to our service, you know. And each time that happened, in fairness to the Cork City Council workers, they were absolutely superb, very professional, very quick to respond, and the issue was dealt with quickly. Unfortunately, I don't know what's happening with Irish Water. I can't progress in any shape or form. I've tried to contact local councillors, some of whom have been very, very good. Shane O'Callaghan in particular has been very supportive. I've tried the local TDs, including Micheál Martin, who's in our constituency, and I haven't made any progress. I've also gone on to the Environmental Protection Agency. And just yesterday, they sent somebody out to test the water in my taps.
And what did they find or what did they say?
Now, that's a good question. I don't know. I'll have to wait for the feedback. And I think it gets complicated because my understanding is that Irish Water are actually responsible for testing the water that they're actually supplying. And if they don't do it directly themselves, it's farmed out to subcontractors of Irish Water.
Okay.
My understanding is that the Environmental Protection Agency don't have the facility to test the water themselves.
Okay. Not just an issue in Cork, of texts here coming in too from listeners in Waterford talking about water quality issues there as well. Denise, what sort of response have you been getting? I mean, it sounds like a ridiculous question over the last 9 years from Irish Water.
I sent in a letter complaint. As the man said there, got a generic response. I escalated the complaint. Basically, they said that they are spending $2.2 million on a new plant and it will be done when it's done. They were in front of the PAC, the Public Accounts Committee, last September, and the local TDs raised questions that I had wrote to them beforehand, and they got the same response. Now, James O'Connor, our local TD, said that, but how come there's no compensation for people when you're getting such high profits and they're giving bonuses to management, and yet the people on the ground just don't have safe drinking water. But it's like talking to a brick wall. TDs are blue in the face from contacting them, councillors, they all get the same response. They were holding a meeting out at the site in Kilvey in January, and they, Ishgairin, decided to do it on a day that all councillors were in a full day of meetings, so it had to be postponed.
Right, okay. Like, Michael, I know you've been writing about this previously in the Irish Examiner, but what is the advice to people like Denise, like John, like many others, you know, in terms of reporting these faults? And
well, it's very difficult because, to echo what your caller said, there was a meeting organised for Ishgairin to come in and speak to Cork City councillors that was cancelled. And I think there's a general agreement that it's very difficult to get answers from them and to find out to whom they're ultimately responsible. And I think one of your callers there made a very interesting point. You know, the extent of bonuses being received by staff in Ishgairin, if that is performance related, then I shudder to think what will happen, you know, when those performances are really examined, because you would have to say the performance is not worthy of any bonus, almost at any level, whether that's technical in terms of the water supply or the fact that the management don't seem willing to confront or to accept criticism in a public forum from elected representatives.
Yeah, they have sent us in a statement, actually. I'm going to come to that maybe in a moment. I see a text from another listener who says, I ended up paying $1,500 for a water filtration system with softener because of the taste of the water and the impact on my skin, my hair, my house appliances. Even if there was a boiled water notice, the system is just, it's unusable. Shane O'Callaghan is a Fine Gael councillor for Cork South Central. Shane is with us on the line today. Is there nothing the council can do to help Denise and John, Shane?
Hi, Andrea, and thanks for having me on. Look, unfortunately, like as John would have said, when Cork City Council and other local authorities were running the water services, there were very few complaints. You know, occasionally, you know, people, you know, would be out of water. Occasionally, there'd be, you know, brown issues of dirt or filthy water. But generally, the level of service was excellent. And that cannot be said to be the case since Ishgairin have taken over at the running of it, certainly in Cork City. I'm constantly getting emails and phone calls from local residents, you know, all over the... Look, it's a problem that affects both the south side of the city and the north side of the city. I represent an area in the south side of the city, like areas like the Douglas Road, South Douglas Road, you know, Ballyfihan, Turner's Cross, places like that, Toker, Bishopstown. I mean, like last week, my own estate up in Grange, and those problems with the water there. Do you know, there was brown water coming out of some of the taps. It's happening on a constant basis. And people that contact me, I'd contact Ishgairin and other representatives would as well. And we get be given a reference number and they say, oh, you know, we'll sort it out. Nothing happens. You contact them again, you get through to someone else and they give you a different reference number and they don't know what you're talking about. It's just the level of accountability is extremely poor, I have to say. And just to put it in context, you say, what can the city council do? Well, my solution to that would be, because they don't seem to engage with councillors generally, you know, when they're following up on queries. So what I did was last year, I think it's last May at this point, I put down a motion to Cork City Council, which was passed unanimously by the council, calling on the CEO of Ishgairin, Niall Gleeson, and the management of Ishgairin to present themselves before Cork City Council to just essentially ask questions from the councillors as representatives of the people of Cork regarding the level of service of Ishgairin or the lack thereof in many cases. And they came back and they said they refused to. Basically, they said it's not our practice to attend local authority meetings. We weren't happy with that, so we wrote to them again. And again, I mean, the second answer we got was quite insulting. It was just basically, oh, we'll deal with your query in due course, and they didn't come back to us at all. So well, I put down another motion.
No, go on ahead. Yeah, go on ahead.
I put down another motion then, basically making an official complaint to the CRU, which is the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, which oversees Irish Water and other public utilities, about both the level of service, as I said, the poor level of service in Cork City, and also the fact that the refusal by the management of Ishgairn to come before a meeting of Cork City Council. The CRU did follow up on it, but they said they couldn't compel them to do so. And as a previous caller would have mentioned as well, they did then eventually agree to come before a meeting of Cork City Council on the 20th of March, and then they cancelled. They've now agreed to come before a meeting of Cork City Council finally, almost a year later, on the 7th of April, this coming Monday, but strictly on condition that it be held behind closed doors and not be accessible to either the media or members of the public, which again I think is totally unacceptable. I mean, they are a public utility.
Yeah.
The taxpayers pay their wages, including their big bonuses, which the management recently paid themselves.
Okay.
They should be accountable to the people.
Yeah, just on that, I have a statement here from Ishgairn, right? It's 3 pages long. I'm happy to share it online to send it on to people. But if I was to pick out some of the summary bits, Ishgairn's committed to addressing discoloration issues that have been impacting some customers in Cork City. Public health's our top priority, and the treatment process at the Lee Road Water Treatment Plant is in line with national and global water standards. It's important to note that the water is safe to drink when it runs clear. The majority of people in the city receive a high quality, fully compliant water supply every day without any discoloration issues. We do acknowledge, however, that discoloration issues have had a severe impact on those customers and communities in the city who've been experiencing them, and we are fully committed to addressing the issue. And Brian O'Leary, who's the Regional Operations Manager, says we're fully committed to addressing the concerns of Cork City residents and ensuring the highest standards of water quality. Michael, maybe just on a final point, that meeting on Monday, you won't be able to attend by the sounds of it.
No, I just hope they'll be able to make it all the way literally across the street from their Irish Water headquarters in Eglinton Street into City Hall. Might be worthwhile to note though, if it's in line with national standards, well obviously it is in line with their standards, which we've seen from around the country are not really up to much. That's the corporate boilerplate you've come to expect, and Shane O'Callaghan is quite right. It should be established who these people are answerable to, and they should offer some answers.
And we're going to leave it there for the moment. That is, of course, Irish Examiner columnist Michael Moynihan. Michael, thanks a million for joining us here in studio. Denise in Middleton, John in Douglas, Councillor Shane O'Callaghan, Fine Gael Councillor there in Cork. You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.